Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to test to see who really got the Holy Ghost. Fire! 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 I said, shoot the fire! Somebody help them praise them for the fire!
People to fire the gospel experience. Now, talking about right now is the time to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this wonderful, great, magnificent God, our Father, our wonderful Creator God. And there are not enough words to express our great joy and gratitude for His precious Son, our beautiful Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, none other than Jesus the Christ. Blessings and favor to our God right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unequivocally as well as unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, y'all, with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave, and most of all, to our precious, beautiful gift of eternal life. He's our only hope in life for this lost, dark, and dying world. But you and I are living in it because we're living in it under the power of Holy Spirit God. Blessings again to you, souls of God. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed music that has ever been played, anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played by you. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because I'm telling you, God is not a respected person, y'all. No. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. For your spiritual consideration as well as your biblical reinforcement, we will be embracing from the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter and 8th verse, where we read the Apostle Paul is prescribing the fundamental necessity of the spiritual medication of properly edified thinking. You heard me. Properly edified thinking. Amen. Yes. It's been said that the battlefield is in the mind. And I believe that's true. So if that is true, we Christians must obtain and hold fast the reins of our minds to avoid distractions and defeats. We're going to be talking about think on these things. Think on these beautiful, beautiful things that God has given for our spiritual edifice. I'm so grateful to be here with you all. We are having a wonderful time. The men of God have showed up. Musically, the men of God will show up for this spiritual conversation here on Fire the Gospel Experience. My special guest on Shine Artist Spotlight is going to be man of God, gospel artist, Pastor Marquise Williams is going to be here. He has music, he has testimony, and you know we're going to be talking about the Word of God. We're going to get our praise on, just like we're right here in church. And we are so grateful, Holy Spirit God, for you watching over us, keeping us, blessing us, restoring us, forgiving us, cleaning us up so that we can be presentable before God our Father. We thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Have your way, Holy Spirit God.
Talking about that number.
You're doing all right, man of God. Sounds of the Williams Singers here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Starting this Fire Gospel Experience off with some good old down-home, straight-up gospel quartet music. Jesus loves it. And so do I. And I know y'all do, too. So I have no problem with introducing the different genres of gospel music to the saints, be us elderly saints, or saints in the mid-range of Christian life, or the newcomers to Christ, because it's all about honoring and celebrating our God. And we did start this fire gospel off, music off, this gospel fire experience with Jeff Roberson and New Life, singing about Psalms 118. Thank you, man of God, Bruce Calvin, for supporting this fire gospel experience ministry and for sending these gospel messengers that are anointed by God himself. Holy Spirit, God, I bless you, man of God. You promoters, you managers, y'all keep on doing what y'all doing, because y'all stay behind the scenes. Y'all present these anointed people of God, and y'all do the fundamental work that's in the background that's so necessary. I do understand. I want y'all to know I'm praying for y'all, and I have no problem with mentioning y'all name, because, listen, there's gospel artists out there that's looking for somebody like you, Bruce Calvin, to help minister and mentor their gospel music ministry. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing. A-Lane goes right there. My special guest is here. He's back, y'all. He has not been with us, I'm going to say, for some time now, but I'm just so happy that this man of God is back with us. He is a showed up man of God with an extremely profound testimony about what the Lord has done, is doing, and what he believes, and I believe for him, that God is going to continue to do in his life. He is a pastor. He is a gospel artist. He pastors the Sanctuary Church of Refuge in Los Angeles, California. This man of God is an amazing vocalist in his own right, and he's happy to be here with us, and he is going to bless us in so many ways. So without any further ado, introducing his son and presenting to everybody else, man of God, Pastor Marquise Williams is here on this fire gospel experience. Bless you now, man of God. We bless the man of God in this house. Thank you for joining this man of God, Pastor Marquise Williams, on Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you today, man of God?
I am doing well, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm blessed by God. If we start testifying too much, people think we're just making it up, that we just adding on. So we just try to just tell it like it is and let everything just fall in this place. We rejoice in God. Listen, man of God, it's been a while since you've been here. Probably about 2 years or so. So what I'd like for you to do is just go ahead, man, and introduce yourself to the listening audience and share with us your first initial walk with the Lord Jesus. Tell us about your life circumstance. You don't have to go no personal, no more than you're comfortable with, but I trust Holy Spirit God will give you the word to say. Tell us about who you are as a believer in Christ Jesus, Marquise Williams, and then we'll just let the conversation flow from there.
Man, I want to start by saying thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing me to be on with you today. And hello to everybody who's listening. Man, you know, my journey as a Christian started at a young age, man. I started at 7 years old in the children's choir at Evening Star Missionary Baptist Church, man. And my grandmother was a mother in the church. My godfather was the pastor. And it was an incredible journey growing up. And I learned so much. I'm the pastor that I am today because of my godfather. Watching him love on the people and have a pastor's heart is so important. And that's what I grew up watching, and watching the first lady. And I always said, when I become a pastor, if I ever grow up to become a pastor, I want to be just like my godfather was, loving on the people, encouraging the people, and making sure the people know that you're reachable, you know. And it started at a young age for me, and it's been an incredible journey. From there to now.
Amen, amen. So as a young Christian, I'm sure that you probably in hindsight now can look back and see some of the adverse spirits that was coming against you. As a little boy, you probably thought they were just picking on you, just maybe bullying you or not including you in their little fun games and things like that. But in hindsight now, we can talk about how the devil will work in children to try to defeat our faith and make us feel less than.
Man, there's a major bully spirit in schools. And, you know, even with my kids today, I'm so nervous and leery. My daughter, for example, I had to wear glasses in school. And they weren't, you know, they were thick glasses, you know, so.
Okay.
And we were on the county. And so, you know, them county recipient glasses weren't the fancy frames. It was the big frames that cover your eyes and your face. And, you know, people made fun of my glasses. They made fun of me because my nose was big and, you know, things like that. And so I'm looking now at my daughter who is growing up, and I'm like, yo, I don't want nobody to make fun of my daughter and her glasses. You know, those kids could be very mean and mean-spirited.
Yeah.
You know, and they can get in their little cliques and their little partners and start to, you know, bully the kids. And that's a form of bullying. It's a form of Bullying is a form of spirituality. It's a spiritual thing.
Come on.
Because
come
we're
on.
Not we're not born to be bullies. We're taught to be bullies. It's like mm-hmm. we're not taught to hate. I mean, we're not created to hate. We're taught to hate.
No.
We're taught to hate different races and different creeds and different sexuality. It's all kind of things that we're taught, you know. And so in school, as I look back now, I'm like, yo, if they could see me now, even the teachers who told me that I wasn't going to make it, even the teachers who looked at me and was like, oh, stop singing. It's not time to sing. It's time to learn. Singing ain't going to get you nowhere. You got to have an education in order to be successful. You know, they were some mean-spirited people. And then to be where I am today, I look back and I don't even feel bad about it. I look back and say, you know what? It was all a part of my journey. It was all a part of the, you had to be told no. You had to be told that you weren't good enough, you know, growing up, because you value the yes that you get later in life. And
Amen.
So I value
Amen.
The yes that I get today from all the no's that I've been told. So.
Yeah, I can recall too about these glasses that you're talking about, man. I just wouldn't wear them, man, because I can recall the doctor, man. He was saying, at some point in my life, I think it was like maybe in my late teens, had I worn my glasses during grade school, he said you probably wouldn't have to need them now, but I was not going to be put up with being caught on four eyes and getting chased and getting my books knocked all out of my hand. I can recall also, too, in the wintertime, you know, I grew up in the Dr. J Converse era, and my mama wanted me to wear them boots in the wintertime, and I just wouldn't do it, man. I was like, no, that's not cool, mama. You don't understand what we go through at school. I'm wearing these gym shoes, or else I would leave the house with boots on and then take my gym shoes with me and then swap up when I got to school. So isn't it amazing now as what we went through, now we see massacres and homicides happening in school. In all of your wildest dreams, man of God, Pastor Williams, did you ever conceive that evil would overtake our schools the way it has with what's going on now?
No. I know that if we could just teach our kid at home how to deal with when people make fun of you, how to cope and deal with them, how do you respond when someone doesn't agree with you, instead of showing them how we deal with it, you know, because as adults, we forget kids are watching everything. And
everything.
As adults, forget to pay attention to the little eyes that are looking up at us, because we never take the time to look down at them. So we are so caught up in our own world, in our own space, and we could teach them if we just took the time to look back and say, you know what? Hey, I'm not doing it right. I'm not being a good example. I need to change this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so
yes, sir.
That's what, you know, I wish and pray that we could do differently, you know, is not be so caught up in what we have going on that we neglect everybody else.
And we would
be in a better space if we took the time to actually, you know, look down and make sure that the kids aren't seeing us being mean and cussing out people for being in our way when we're driving in traffic and giving people the finger. This is stuff that is taught.
Yeah.
They inherit this stuff. And, you know, this is what they see, so what they see is what they do. And this is how they respond. And so, you know, we have an opportunity in our houses to teach love and how to respond when people don't agree with you, so that when these kids go to school, they don't have to go steal our guns out of the closets and go shoot up the school because somebody made fun of them. They know how to walk away from a situation and never return to it or let people beat them up. You know, it's stuff like that that we have got to teach our kids and make sure they know, you know, what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. I think what people that do not have spiritual understanding, that don't have Bible knowledge, that do not have resident Holy Spirit God living within us, do not understand that there are spiritual elements that are invisible, that are under demonic,
right,
dark influence. And
absolutely.
When a person has no relationship with God, they have no covering. They have no protection. It's walking,
right,
out in battlefield without your bulletproof vest, without your helmet of protection. They are subject to be used by evil, dark spirits. When a person is, let's just say, naturally is disturbed, depressed, angry, over life, those are open accesses for dark spirits to come into that person and manipulate those negative behaviors even more so. So, Pastor Marquise, before we start this Pastor Marquise Williams mini concert, share with the listeners, just because you can't see it don't mean it doesn't exist. We can't see the wind, but who can deny the power of a tornado? We cannot see music, but if you stand next to a speaker at a concert, I promise you, you'll feel the vibration of sound, but we can't see it.
Absolutely.
Only we can see the effects. Talk about the spiritual reality of invisible entities, good and bad, evil and saved, demonic and Christian, so that the listeners can be more aware. That's why God told us to pray for our enemies. Our enemies are probably being used like puppets on a string, and they don't even know.
Absolutely. So I just taught Bible study just, Thursday before I left out of town, and my subject was my faith produces results.
Mm-hmm.
And I was teaching from We Walk by Faith. No, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I was telling them that, because I have my church right now, I'm telling them that we're believing to see miracles and manifestation in four.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, 2024 is the year of more. So I'm declaring that by faith, that in 4 months, when I'm speaking from the first month, which is January, I shall see it by March, by April. And I have to have faith to believe that if I speak, I want my credit, or I want my house, or I want things to be done by April. I've got to speak it out of my mouth first before I can even see it come to pass in April. I'm giving the Lord 4 months. I'm trying the Lord for 4 months to show that he's able to come through on his word. And so I told my church, I said, if we had the substance, we wouldn't need God. So the faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, which means that faith is something that you can't, it's something that you can't see, but you have to obtain it in order to see the manifestation of the glory of God. We have never had anybody die and go to heaven and come back and tell us what heaven is like. But we have had people transition, and our faith tells us that they're in a better place. Our faith tells us, which means I ain't never seen heaven, but it ain't going to stop me from believing. I would rather believe every day than to die and get to heaven and be a non-believer down on earth to find out, oh my God, I ain't believed all these years, and then get to heaven and then there's a heaven. I'm going to be a believer so that when I get there, even if there isn't a heaven, at least I died believing in something.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so we've got to get to the place.
No, go ahead. We got to get to the place
to where we, whether you see it or not, you still got to have enough faith and trust to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all. And so God is the type of God that he doesn't show us everything right away. He doesn't give it to us right away.
Amen.
Because number one, we're not in the right position sometimes. We can ask all day long, but sometimes we have too many things around us that will keep us from obtaining and maintaining what it is God has given us.
Amen. I go even a step further than that. I heard what you said about dying and waking up and finding out that heaven is a real and you didn't believe it when you was down here on earth, I'll go a step even further, Pastor William. I'm so committed to my faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and what the Bible teaches ordains for us to live by, that even if Christianity was not everything that people try to condemn it to be, I would still rather believe in it because it has some exceedingly beautiful characteristics and values that uphold people and bring out the very good in one another. To be the best you can be so that you can go and help somebody else be the best they can be. I would rather believe that even if there was no heaven, because that makes this world that we're living in a better place. And unfortunately, Pastor, it's not until we exhaust our five senses and try every solution that we can conceive of to make our lives better, to get us out of trouble, until we start saying, well, you know what? I've exhausted everything that I knew. Maybe I need to try what Pastor Marquise Williams and Brother Ron Jefferson I heard talking about on Friday Gospel Experience, because everything else I've attempted failed miserably.
So guess what,
Pastor? When we come into the truth and who God is, we can't do nothing but celebrate, praise God, and wave our hands.
Absolutely, absolutely.
To celebrate, because you finally made it through. Now you can wave your hands and lift your voice and do your dance. It's all right to dance. It's time to celebrate your victory. Wave your hands, lift your voice, do your dance. It's all right, all right. Oh, 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 oh. Wave your hands, lift your voice, do your dance. It's all right. Somebody tell them wave.
Wave your hands, lift your voice, do your dance.
It's
alright, alright.
Oh, 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 verse 10. So you've been through the storm, and you've gone through the rain. Tests and trials on every hand. So many times you turn around, everything seemed to go wrong. And you've gone through the rain, tests and trials on every hand. So many times you turn around, everything seemed to go wrong, but you made it through. All right, all right, all right.
Listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic internet gospel radio station where we give God his just due praise. We honor him with our whole heart, our whole mind, and our whole spirit and soul so that he can get the glory out of the life that we live. We are being blessed by man of God, Pastor Marquise Williams. He didn't even know that I was going to be waving my hands as he celebrates with us here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Man of God, what is your inspiration? Are you a writer? And if not, how do you inspire yourself when you know it's time to go in the studio and give God praise and record it so that that particular project, I don't care if it was recorded 5 years ago, 8 years ago, there's no expiration date on the gifts of God. People think all of the music that I play on this platform is brand new. They don't know if it sounds good, if it's anointed. It still sounds good. Tell us about how you, as a gospel artist, singer, and as a preacher of the Word of God, pull inspiration to move forward. Because I don't always feel at my best, but it seems like when it's time for me to put this microphone on, I feel a spirit of effervescence that comes over me and I get new strength. Tell us, where did your inspiration come from?
So that song, Wave Your Hands, it's crazy. That song, I wrote that. I was in high school still, recorded it when I was like 17, 18. And then we re-recorded it in my 20s. But when I first did that song, we weren't thinking nothing of it. It was just like I wrote the song, the producer gave me a track, and I was like, well, anybody who goes through a storm needs to know that it's okay to celebrate after the storm. They teach you to celebrate after any type of victory. And so anytime you come out of a storm, you're supposed to celebrate, not have the same attitude. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that type of song, those type of songs, that song particularly was one of them songs of victory. You know, let's wave our hands. Let's celebrate where we are. Let's give God the victory praise that he does do. And so, you know, anytime I'm writing songs, I'm thinking about where I've been in that moment and what I've been through and what I'm going through, and thinking about the particular scripture where it says, brethren, you're not the only one going through this. And so Amen. I always remind myself, you know, that in writing, the song has got to touch me first and then be able to touch the people who are going to purchase it and listen to it and encourage their hearts. So, you know, I try my best to keep the audience and the listeners in mind while writing and producing and things like that. Mm. And, you know, there's a new project that I'm working on right now currently that should be out. You know, the label told me that it'll be out the early part of March, which we'll get into.
Amen. Hey, man, you know I'll be looking for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I am eager to, you know, being signed under Bishop Norman Hutchins, which is shout out to IR Music Group, which is an incredible label, an incredible team. His wife, Karen Hutchins, and the whole staff there, you know, just being signed there. It's almost a year now that I've been signed there, and my single, Yes, He Did It, is on there, broke top 100. You know, it's like number 78 on media page, and it's doing pretty good. And, you know, he just called me recently and said, hey, it's time to go into the studio. We're getting ready to release a new song. The new song is called Great Is Our God, and that's coming out in March. I go, as soon as I get back home from North Carolina here, I go back to the studio and start working on this new single, man, and hopefully that'll bless the people. I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
Amen.
You know, for the top of the year, this first quarter is going to be incredible.
Yes, it sounds like it is, man of God. I'm going to tell you, the reason that I asked you about inspiration is because as we continue our faith walk, the knowledge of God is just insurmountable. We have got to have God's knowledge, his biblical word, because physically, like I stated before, we have those periods where we're being tested. And physically, we start maybe seeing some of our limitations. And what makes up, what compensates for our physical lack is our growth from our spirit being, which is connected with Holy Spirit God. And I know that you have had some challenges, just like we all. And here you are, I think, living probably your best blessed life. See, we're entering into a new year, 2024, but I promise you, a month from now, nobody's going to be declaring all of those New Year's resolutions and have a tendency to fall back into some of our old ways and old habits that are so familiar with us. My scripture reference that I'll be sharing about later on in the broadcast is going to be coming from Philippians 4 and 8. And I know you're well versed with it, where it talks about, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are profitable, noble, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now, man of God, I have found that word to be so powerful for me in so many different ways. Can you declare with us the power of that scripture where it talks about thinking properly in spirituality?
Man, it is so important because the Bible declares that we're supposed to have a renewed mind when you become a Christian. And so your old things are passed away, and you're supposed to have a new way of thinking, a new walk. The problem is, we as Christians, we have our old habits. But the problem, and I told my church this, we try to hold on to who we were because we don't know when we're going to need that person again, if that makes any sense to you. We don't know when we're going to have to pull out that Peter that was in us that should have died when we became a new creature in Christ. And so we try to hold on to that old Peter and that old Marquise, thinking that, oh, I'm going to need him again. In actuality, we never need him again. Let him die.
Come on.
Let him stay where he is. Because you'll never need him again. Because when you became a new creature in Christ, you let old things pass away. So you're no longer the same person that you used to be, which means my thoughts change. My thinking process is different. Negativity, I will not process negativity. I can't process negativity because my new thoughts are telling me everything positive. I got to think and clear my mind and put positive thoughts into the atmosphere. The Bible tells me whatever you speak out of your mouth, the power of life and death lies in your tongue. And so if you speak the negative all the time, is what you're going to see. So thinking, our thoughts, we've got to train our thoughts. We got to train our minds to be better thought process. We got to train ourselves to be better thinkers and speakers and doers of the word of God, and not just doers, but you got to think different. The Bible tells you, so, such as a man thinketh, so is he.
And the beautiful thing about it is,
no resolution.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I told my church members, we're not doing New Year's resolutions. Don't write nothing down. because you're going to, in 3 months, you're going to forget about it.
Forget all about it, yeah.
What you can do to please God is, here it is, tell God, just do it. He just wants you to do it. Don't write it down. Just do it. You're going to stop smoking? Just do it. Put it down. You're going to stop drinking? Just do it. You're going to commit to this. I tell these men, you're going to commit to this woman? Do it. Don't tell her. Don't keep her waiting for 13 years and being engaged to her because you don't want nobody else to have her. You know,
oh, wow.
So my sermon for the first Sunday of the year was, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
Amen.
Tell God
Amen.
What you're going to do because you ain't going to live up to it. Just do it.
Oh. Amen. And when I look at Philippians 4 and 8, Pastor Marquis Williams, all of these characteristics, where it's talking about things that are true, things that are noble, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, and things that have good report, it's basically talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who we say we follow. So when we follow this scripture and all of the other scriptures, but this one in particular, these are good references to measure
right.
ourselves by. Am I being honest? Am I being pure? Am I being a lovely person? Do people gravitate to me, and do they find run away? Now, I understand if somebody is running from us because we are being a light and we're declaring truth from the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but there should be some people that would be drawn to us, drawn to the
right.
God that's in
right.
us. So I'm excited,
right.
man of God. I appreciate
Absolutely.
Who you are in Christ, and I believe you are living this word. I just do. Just from the conversation that we
man,
had, just from listening to your ministry, I can identify the fruit, the tree by the fruit. I know that there's deceivers going on, and with that being said,
yeah,
people will think that now the church is going under tremendous attack, and we are. But the church has always gone under tremendous attack. It's just that with modern technology, it's being magnified. Talk about some of the things that's going on in our world today as opposed to what is so many scandalous things are being talked about in the church of some of our most prominent leaders.
Man, you know, I was looking at our brother, Bishop William Murphy, and how they dogged him, and a lot of pastors were throwing him under the bus. And my thing is this. What one man does in his pulpit has nothing to do with what you're doing in yours. And
okay.
my thing is this. The Bible declares that we're supposed to become all things, that we may get all people, reach all people.
Okay.
And if my church is predominantly young, and if my church has got 19 to 30-year-olds, I got to speak their language. I got to
okay.
come down to what they understand. And so people were so angry. He was playing the song, walking out. And you got to understand the message that he was giving as well. His text was from the man who was sitting at the Temple of Beautiful of Alm every week. Here it is. Somebody carried him there every day. Which means if you're bold enough to carry me here, why didn't you take me in the church? So the man's infirmity kept him from going in the church, but it didn't keep the people from carrying him to the church.
Yeah,
y'all
yeah.
carried me to the temple, but you didn't take me in. And so people will only carry you as far as they believe you should go. And
right.
so they left this man every week in front of the temple. The disciples came and they said, look, we ain't got nothing for you. But what we can do is offer you Jesus. And he said that
yes.
the man, after he got healed, what did he do? He walked out of the temple better than he came in. So he was simply telling them, you got to walk this thing out. And so we've got to believe the same thing. Whatever this man did in his pulpit ain't got nothing to do with my pulpit. And the problem that I'm having with a lot of us as Christians is you will never see doctors talk about another doctor's work. You will never hear them talk to lay members about what a doctor did wrong. You know why? Because they cover for each other.
Okay.
Even lawyers cover each other. Even teachers cover each other. It's something about preachers. We don't cover each other effectively and like we're supposed to. But we jump on the bandwagons and use our pulpit to tear down other preachers, which is not the Christian thing to do. God, Jesus never tore down anybody, even the people that he disagreed with, even the people that went against him and told him that he wasn't who he say he was, even when the people were saying, well, if you are who you say you are, why don't you say yourself? He ain't say nothing. I ain't got to tell you nothing. I'm about my father's business, and that's what we as preachers got to get back to. Be about your father's business. Whatever mission you must be doing in Atlanta to pull his people to Christ, we ought to applaud that. Do what you got to do. What you're doing in the Baptist church over here ain't got nothing to do with whatever you're doing to pull the mothers and keep them in the body of Christ from keeping them from slipping and falling. Do what you got to do. We got to make sure we maintain what it is God is calling us to do in our lanes, in our seasons, to make sure that we're building the body of Christ instead of tearing it down. I applaud Bishop Murphy. 350 souls to the body of Christ on New Year's Eve, while some churches and pastors did not open up their doors.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you this, Pastor. I saw that video myself, and I have some concerns. I have to be honest with you, because you know, the scripture tells us, separate yourself and come out from among them. And out of those 300 and some people that came to Christ on that day, if they believe that, well, you know what, there's so many similarities that we do at the club, that we do at church, I may not necessarily feel the need to necessarily change certain things about my life. That's
right.
A concern that a lot of people have, and I'm concerned about it too, because if people
are
under the... Yeah. If people have that concern about I can kind of freelance and do what I want to do in the church and not necessarily separate myself from my old ways and my old habits, you know, the Bible tells us that we're new creatures in Christ. So that's the concern I have. And then I have to address this too, sir, and I respect everything that you said, that what one person does at their church, they will lump us all in together. They'll just say Christians. Mm-hmm. And they won't say what Pastor Murphy is doing over there, what Pastor Marquise is doing. They'll try to give all of us a black eye, whether the criticism is justified or not.
Absolutely.
So we just have to be mindful of that and let the truth of God be known. So, you know, there's so much hot debate about Pastor William Murphy and Pastor T.D. Jakes and Kirk Franklin and
Lecrae.
The list seems like it's ever growing. But what we as individual Christians need to do and understand is that I do believe we are to support one another. We're not out to Shanghai each other just for the sake of maybe sounding more sanctified than somebody else. No, that's not the way of Christ at all. But I do recall that when there was obvious dissension and blasphemy going on, that Christ did not hesitate to call them vipers and snakes because he knew that they were intentionally being deceitful. So there's a thin line between discernment, and that's why I trust Holy Spirit God to help us make the right decisions rather than to come to our own conclusions. Amen, sir?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amen. So what would you recommend for those that may be thrown back by this? How do we as the church body recover and stabilize ourselves in the face of so much negative onslaught against the church body as a whole?
So, you know, I go to the part to where you say, be the fisherman of men. Our job is to get them in, and he's going to do the changing and the molding. I'm a firm believer in getting them in and not forcing them to change overnight. Change doesn't happen overnight, you know.
When we became
new creatures, we had to go through the transformation. We had to bump our heads so many times and wake up and realize, oh, now I got it, you know. It's a learning curve, and I believe that we as the body just got to put our focus on things above and not things of this world. Yep, our brother William. Yep, T.D. Jakes. Yep, Jamal Bryant. All of them. But our focus is on things above. These are men who are going to fall, who are going to fail, who are going to have shortcomings. They're not perfect. And that's the problem that they have to deal with God and the people who follow them, is that you all have got these people who are following them believing that you guys are these perfect people, and to where you got pastors like myself and you who are like, my transparency is this. Here it is. This is who I am. This is what I've done. This is what I've fallen from. This is where I made the mistake, but the grace of God is still sufficient. And our transparency keeps our ministry afloat and keeps our churches going and keep our people loving on us. My church is built right now. Okay. I can tell you this, off of the clear transparency of my personal life and what I've come through and what I've struggled with and where I've fallen. And my members be like, I'm so glad you were open and honest with us, that we hear stuff in the streets and we be like, okay, our bishop already told us that. We already know that about it. So you could never tell my members anything about me that I haven't told them already.
Amen. I know that's
because
right.
Because I want them to know, if I fall, it's not y'all that gonna hold me accountable. It's God's grace. It's God that holds me accountable. Lord. It's God. That's I have to pay for that. And so it's my job to make sure that I'm not making the same mistakes, to keep repenting from the same things.
Amen. There is power in proper transparency. There is power.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
once the
truth has been declared, it becomes a firm foundation.
And you're free from it.
Absolutely. You got to worry about somebody throwing it out on you unexpectedly because you've already reported it. They're trying to report news that you've already reported. Listen, man,
I'm free.
And God is the one that sets us free. And I'm telling you, man of God, he is the one that did it. He set us free. Amen.
Just like the woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'd be made whole. Oh, oh, oh. She was made whole at that moment. Yes, she was. With just a touch of the garment, y'all. I heard him say, your faith has made you whole. Like Daniel in the lion's den, God made the lions be his friend. Stayed in there with him all night. My God made, sure made everything all right. You ought to testify and tell somebody, y'all, yeah. I don't look like what I've been through, no I don't. Turn me all around, place my feet on solid ground, yeah. He did it for me, yes, he did it for me, yeah. Listen, y'all, I said all of this just to say, my God is so able, able to make a way. Did it for them way back then. Anybody know God can do it? Oh, again. You gotta trust his word. Stand on the promises of God. Yes and amen. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Amen. Goes right there. Another amazing anointed word of inspiration, musically speaking, from my special guest, man of God, Pastor Marquise Williams. Man of God, listen, we have been blessed by you coming here. Is there any information and inspiration you'd like to share with that particular musical project?
With Yes, He Did It, you know, just keep the hope, just keep the faith, man. You know, anybody that's going through a rough storm and season, you know, I tell people all the time, nothing has really changed but the calendar year and date. We still have issues and problems that we have to deal with and things and stuff like that. And we don't deal with time like the world deals with time. And when you're dealing as a Christian, you deal on God's timing. So the calendar year really doesn't matter to him. It's still his timing. And so if there's anybody listening or that will hear me and hear me say this to them, that you may be in a rough season, you may be going through, but my encouragement to you is that sooner than later, it'll all turn around in your favor, and that, like Psalm 30, verse 5, where it says, weeping may endure for the night. And I'm a firm believer that at 11:59, it's a new morning, it's a new day. And what I experienced last night, I will never have to experience again. Why? Because my faith is renewed, my joy is renewed, and my peace is renewed. So if there's anybody listening, just hold on a little while longer. It's going to all work out in your favor. So, yes, sir.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, man of God, I'm looking forward to seeing greater things come from you. And whatever it is that God has inspired for you to do, I believe that it'll bear fruit and God will be pleased and that souls will be saved. How can my listeners continue to support you on social media? Where can you be found? How can your music be downloaded? And more importantly, I know you're a busy man with a busy schedule. This is a new year, 2024, but how can you be contacted for preaching and singing engagements as well? Share with us all this information.
Absolutely. So I am on all social media platforms. Instagram is Marquise, M-A-R-K-E-E-S, Williams with the number one behind it. And then I'm on Facebook at Marquise, M-A-R-K-E-E-S, Williams. And I'm on so many other platforms, and if they want to book me, they can go to Facebook or they can go or call this number, 323-972-0773. That goes straight to the office of management, and they'll get you what's needed to fulfill the dates and times and where I need to be and what you want me to do, you know. And so I'm honored when people call on my ministry because I don't take it lightly. And, you know, I'm out here in Greensboro right now. I'm actually, what's crazy is while I'm talking to you, I'm sitting here at the cemetery. You know, it's been 3 years since I've been here I laid my brother to rest. And I'm actually, after we get off, I'm going to go sit at his grave here and, you know, and let God have his way. You know, some stuff you got to learn to let go of so that you can heal and help others. So, yeah.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, man of God, we appreciate you. If there's anything that I could do personally to celebrate you and to contribute to your music ministry, I appreciate it if you just give me a call, let me know. And you are certainly always welcome to come back and join us on this Fire Gospel Experience and share your testimony, share your new music, your classic music, however you want to present yourself to us. We'll be more than happy to receive you, sir.
New music coming, man. We're going to make sure you are one of the first to get it.
Amen. Well, listen, bless you in the new year, and please stay in touch and let us continue with this kingdom collaboration that God has blessed us with here and now on this earth so that God get the glory out of our life and Jesus will be the savior of some brand new souls. Amen.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
Amen. My pleasure. Man of God, Pastor Marquise Williams, y'all, he was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, and he blessed us. Lord Jesus. That man of God, he is sincere about his love for God and the work that God has given him to do. I'm here to tell you, when I grow up, yes, sir, I want to be just like him and so many more of those anointed men and women of God that are doing the Lord's work. You're tuned in to Fire, Fire, Fire. This is the
gospel experience. Yes, when we praise God, we lift him up. We give God all of his just due praise. We want to thank you, Lord God, for giving us this opportunity to serve you, to worship you, to live for you, to move in a way that pleases you, because when we have given our lives over to you, we understand that it is you, God, in Holy Spirit, that is moving and living and having access to this world that we are living in. We are the lights because you are the one that is shining in us, dear Father God. We thank you so much for living in us, Lord Jesus, for dying and giving your life. We are so grateful, Holy Spirit, God, that the privilege to be called the children and the people of God rests on us, and it is by itself such a tremendous blessing. We thank you now, and always we give you praise. We know that all we have to do is, just like Jones Family Singers, we just have to just hold on to your precious hand. Thank you, Lord God, for the deliverance that you give us. We are so blessed. And we are so highly favored by you that we are just amazed by your grace. We are so grateful. And yes, indeed, we most certainly will continue to hold on.
Every now and then there are things that transpire in our life that makes us weak. Sometimes we want to throw in the towel and turn and walk away. But I got a song here for you that if you're going through a period of adjustment, here's what you need to do.
Hold on. You gotta hold on. This life has led you down. It feels like it would be better if you were not around. But your life does matter. God has something in store for you. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Here's what you gotta do. Hold on.
Hold on.
You gotta hold on.
You've been waiting for, it's coming your way.
Hello, this is Gloria Bower, former radio and TV host, also the Music Love Awards Promoter of the Year, nominee, and winner. If you are a gospel artist or group and you are looking for professional promotion, you can contact me at 256-307-0617 or email me at thebowernetwork@gmail.com. I am inviting you to contact me. We are currently seeking to promote new artists and other gospel groups for conferences, revivals, and concerts. You're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
I'm gonna keep on praising God, and I won't give the devil the time of day. Give him the time of day. You know I've done so many wrongs, but I got to keep on giving God the praise. Yeah. A Christian man told me a long time ago. He told me to trust God right now. Yes, he did, y'all. Oh, a Christian man told me a long time ago. He told me to trust God and repent right now.
Go on and trust him. Trust him right now.
He said, God, I used to stay out all night long, doing my own thing. Folks said I'd never amount to nothing. Thank you.
my God, my God. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he give you a brand new talk? Yes, Lord. Just ask man of God, George Carter, and the gentleman of faith talking about, my God, my God, don't you know that he will do it? He'll do it every single time. That's why I'm going on. In Jesus' name. You bless people of God that have this inspirational word to share on this fire gospel experience. This is the moment of word of inspiration where you gifted people of God come in with your anointed selves and speak life, speak encouragement to us, and share biblical insight and knowledge that Holy Spirit God has given you. My special guests are people just like you that have an anointing, that just need a place to come and share these amazing anointed words of inspiration right here on this fire gospel experience. If you want to be my special guest for Word of Inspiration on Fire the Gospel Experience, give me a call, 870-413-0220 is my direct sales number. If I'm not available at the present time, just leave a message. I'll get back to you. I promise you I will. Amen. Before the Lord Jesus comes get me, yes. Or just send me an email message. Brother Ron, I heard you on Fire the Gospel Experience talking about Word of Inspiration. And I've recorded my 3 to 5 minute word inspiration using my cell phone with soft music in the background like you hear me playing right now. And email that to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And I'll put you in my library just like I have so many of these anointed and gifted people of God like Monique E. Washington, who's a regular inspirational orator on this fire gospel experience, talking about being true to self. That's a good thing for the new year and for every year, every month, every week, every
One
day.
Of my favorite quotes from Socrates says, to thine own self be true. You know, fam, it is totally impossible for one soul to be free if the individual is not true to self. You ask yourself, what does that really mean? See, situations come to test us on what we have agreed upon within ourselves on a daily basis. For example, you can say, well, I'm going to save some money this month. And then all of a sudden you're attracted to something. That blouse you just can't live without that you saw in the store. Those shoes you just have to have, right? Or even that restaurant you always wanted to go to. What a coincidence, right? Right. Fam, let me tell you something. Anything that distracts you from moving closer towards your goal, it's only a sign you are definitely on the right track. You see, life is funny, and that is why our spirits, our hearts, and our minds have to be in line with God. Our flesh constantly fights our desire to live for Christ. And this is why we have to stay before God so that we are not tempted. James 4:7 says, if we resist the enemy, he will flee. And that's point blank. You see, fam, when you are true to yourself, others will follow suit. They will respect your decisions and the things you value the most. Now, today, I need you to write 3 things down that you truly need to be true to. I need you to put them somewhere where you can see them and begin to say them out loud. Speak them into existence. And watch them come to life. I love you all. I want you to be blessed. And one thing I need for you to do today, and that is to be true to thine self. This is your girl, Monique Russell, and this has been a moment of empowerment.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen. Woman of God, Monique E. Russell. Monique E. Russell. I said Monique E. Washington. I got another Monique that is a Word Up inspired speaker. And that was not Monique E. Washington, but that was the one and only. My girl, Monique E. Russell. Thank you, woman of God, Monique E. Russell, for sending those inspiring words. Continue to send them. Continue to speak them. Continue to share life wherever God leads you. And I promise you, you already know. I ain't telling you nothing you don't know. Your life is going to be blessed. Your life is going to be so blessed, you're going to have to go run and tell somebody. And that's exactly what God wants us to do. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. Y'all hold what you got. We're going to dive into Philippians 4, chapter 8, verse. And we're going to be talking about thinking about some things that God wants us to think. These are the very things that come from the very mind of God himself. We are going to be thinking so that we'll be speaking, so that we'll be doing and living beautiful things that the world will see as light in darkness. Amen. Goes right there. Here's woman of God, Juliet Brown, talking about if she didn't have God, would none of this even make no sense. I'm nothing without you, God.
Affirmation. Who is God to you? I'm nothing. Hello, I'm Woman of God, Coach Tamara J., Certified Coach Trainer, CEO and founder of the Empowerment Coaching Institute, speaker, radio host, counselor, and certainly a born-again believer of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who he is in the highest degree. I'm inviting everyone to join me on my new broadcast, the Life Coach Collective Podcast, where you will be blessed and the engaging, encouraging, and uplifting biblical real-life conversations where my special guests will share their experiences, knowledge, strength, faith, and expertise on how God has manifested their life in a very special way. You can tune in to the Life Coach Collective podcast on Tuesdays at 12 o'clock p.m. noon Central Standard Time beginning July 13, 2021. Visit me at CoachTamaraJ.com for more information, or if you want to be my special guest, you can contact me at my email, EmpowerYou@CoachTamaraJ.com. I'm also encouraging everyone to get a new copy of my book, My Love Prayer Journal, where we are sharing powerful prayer declarations to activate your faith and enrich your life, your relationship with God. You can purchase a copy of my book at CoachTamaraJ.com for the simple price of $14.95. And you are listening to The Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the fire of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to The Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you strength. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and coworkers by telling them about The Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
been leading me, been guiding me, holding my hand so I won't stray. I can't help but praise your name when I look back from whence I came. Lord, I love you, no one above you. Please don't ever take your love from me.
Of the classic Precious Lord, Take My Home from Dr. Dorsey, done by Man of God Henry Jackson on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you, Man of God. Milton Wallace for the continued support of this Fire Gospel Experience with all these anointed gospel artists singing anointed sanctified music that gives God praise. Amen. Goes right there, right there, right there. We are discussing for your spiritual sanctification and for your fortuitous mindset to continue to live for Jesus from the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 8th verse, reads this from the NIV version of the Bible. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. That's a whole mouthful right there. Think on these things, not those other things that we hear from different sources. Think on these things. Think on the things that God gives us to speak from his very mind, from his word of God, from the Bible is what we're talking about. So, I certainly do believe that our minds, where and how we conduct our thinking is the battleground, then we need to be fully fortified, armed with proven defenses and offenses as well. Grateful and thankful that Holy Spirit God has gifted the Apostle Paul with indicative knowledge in this regard. In this supreme area of our Christian fidelity, existence, and perpetual growth, in the midst of hostile territories and atmospheres. Philippians 4 and 8, 8 calls says, finally, brethren. Now, the Apostle Paul has just previously spoken to the Philippian church as how to obtain the peace of God through our behavior of gentleness, kindness, and thanksgiving when praying, petitioning, and living as lights in a dark world. To not be anxious or discontent, but by patiently allowing God to work in us and be seen actively moving in our lives. Philippians, the 4th chapter, 8th verse, the B portion says, whatsoever things are true. Truth ties us to reality. Yes, the good, bad, and ugly. The worst thing that we can do is to be disillusioned about ourselves, whether too much or too little. God consistently speaks life to our now royal character in Him as being new creatures in Christ. In the chapter of 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, Paul writes to the Corinthian church, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here, which sometimes may mean swallowing the hard pill of truth from living beneath our privilege or even against the will of God. Truth is the belt that upholds our inner being. Like a belt around our waist to uphold our gut, we need to identify with ourselves truthfully, y'all, in the Word of God as our mirror and not our telescope. We're still in Philippians, the fourth chapter, the eighth verse. The C portion says, whatsoever things are honest. Being honest is the outer manifestation of the truthfulness that lies and lives with us. The Bible declares that the tree is known by the fruit. If people see lies on the fruit, they know that's a lying tree. So be a tree of truthfulness so that the fruit that falls from your limbs is truth. Philippians 4 and 8, the D portion of that scripture says, whatsoever things are just. Being just is another limb of truthfulness, which means how we deal with others, being fair and trustworthy. Our elders would say, my word is my bond. What we say is as good as it being written down and recorded, even before a court of law and judges. Philippians 4, 8, the E portion of that scripture says, whatsoever things are pure, meaning no add-on, no mystery, or a fine print of deflection, of dishonesty. Being like the new saying is keeping it 100. Y'all know what it is. We're going to tell the truth in all that we say and all that we do. We're going to get the benefit of the doubt even when we're not around just because our reputation of truthfulness. Amen. Philippians 4, 8, the F portion of that scripture says, whatsoever things are lovely. We may seldom use words like lovely because we associate it with feminine ideologies and characterizations. But we know what is lovely in life compared to the ugly things in life. Whatever is so appreciated that it is raised to such a high level of respect and protection, to be preserved for all to behold and contribute to for the overall good of everyone. Its very existence benefits and blesses those who have the healthy consciousness enough to regard it as lovely to behold in all its beauty. Amen. It goes right there. We're talking about think. We're thinking as the mind of Christ leads us to think on the inspired gospel experience. Amen. It goes right there. You tuned in to fire, 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 the gospel experience. Amen. Amen. Listen, let's listen from man of God, Marquise Williams, again, how he blessed us over and over throughout this broadcast. He's not through because he's letting us know if God said it, that settles it.
Go wrong. God gave you a word, stern and hold on. Trials come, feel like you wanna give up. Walls close in and there's nothing to do but look up. Someone's come with your help. You gotta believe it and hear me when we say. these walls closed in and there's nothing to do but look up. From with kindness your help. You better stand there and believe it. Hear me when we say, oh my, my, I know it. My word told me it's already mine. Yes, it is. It's already yours. Oh. Woo, listen, for the Bible declares that the race is not given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong, but to each one of you that's going to do it to the end. I know you've been waiting on it, but we got a message to tell you. It's already yours, yeah. Already yours. Already yours. Let somebody know you've been waiting on your deliverance. I came to tell you you're already delivered. It's yours.
Special guest man of God, Montez Williams. I told y'all we went through with that pastor. He came through again, again, again. If God said it, you best believe it, because it's going to happen. We are discussing for your spiritual encouragement from the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 8th verse, talking about faith. And where we left off before, Pastor Montez Williams took us to another spiritual level, talking about whatsoever things are lovely. And then the word of God from Philippians 4:8 goes on to say that whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. It's been said that it takes good news all day to travel across time. But when bad news arrives in an instant, it's all a sign of the times, of the manifestation of our unredeemed carnal nature of the world that we're living in. Our carnal nature just thrives on the negative, on the bad news. It moves in record-breaking time, but good news seems like it's dragging, if ever heard. This is why the great apostle understands and encourages us to take good news and spread it like wildfire, to offset all of the negative news that holds many people hostage in fear, anxiety, and depression, which equals spiritual defeat. So may we hear the voice of the Lord and submerge our thinking into his word, so that we indeed will be like Romans 15:6, so that with one mind and with one voice, we may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, beloved. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Well, thank you all for supporting this Fire Gospel Experience. We're in a brand new year. Let it be a brand new you to grow and to prosper according to the expectations and the decree of God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit God. And I'm praying that you will continue to bloom and blossom all over the place for the glory of God. Thank you, my special guest, man of God, Pastor Marquise Williams. And I'm so grateful for woman of God, Monique E. Russell, for sending that recorded message about true to self. We'll leave y'all with one final word, and then I'm going to bless y'all for the rest of the day. This final word, we need to identify with ourselves truthfully in the Word of God as our mirror and not our telescope. That hit me so good. I repeated that from our summary discussion in Philippians 4 and 8. We need to identify with ourselves truthfully in the Word of God as our mirror and not our telescope. So until next time, until next Fire Gospel Experience, I want you all to be blessed beyond measure. Here's Woman of God, Psalms MTA, my B-Tie, talking about the purpose of God, because when we think according to the will of God, we all have a purpose to fulfill. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, God, that all you've done and that you're all that you choose to do for your glory in our lives. Amen.
You gotta learn who you are. Oh, trust in His word. Believe on Him. Learn who you are in God. You gotta learn. You gotta learn who you are.